From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea said Tuesday it successfully tested an intercontinental ballistic missile. The country has long sought the capability as it works to develop the technology necessary to send a nuclear warhead to the continental United States. An announcement on state television said the missile flew for 39 minutes and reached an altitude of 2,800 kilometers. David Wright of the Union of Concerned Scientists said the missile would allow North Korea to reach all of Alaska, but would not allow it to reach the lower 48 states.
And what you come up with, according to my calculations, is about 6,700 kilometers. Now, that's technically considered to be an intercontinental missile. The technical way people talk about an intercontinental range missile is anything over 5,500 kilometers.
And he did say that if North Korea is allowed to continue on its current path of development, it could have an ICBM capable of reaching the continental U.S. in a couple of years. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel ahead of the summit of leaders of the world's biggest economies later in the week in Hamburg, Germany. Merkel's spokesman, Stefan Siebert, said the two leaders would meet before the G20 summit begins, likely on Thursday evening. Mr. Trump said on Twitter that he would speak by phone on Monday morning with Merkel, as well as have separate phone conversations with two other European allies. That's French President Emmanuel Macron and the Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron Monday promised profound transformation of French politics, proposing to cut one-third of the number of parliamentarians and threatening to call a national referendum on reforms if the legislature delays action. Mr. Macron addressed the National Assembly and Senate for the first time since his election in May. He said the French people are not driven by a patient curiosity, but an uncompromising demand.
Vous soutiendrez ou vous combattrez, selon vos convictions, le gouvernement que j'ai nommé. Mais à la fin, nous savons tous que quelque
chose... And he said, despite political differences, what unites us all is simple love of country. He said the deep reforms he has promised and proposed need to be done within a year. He also called on Europe to reform, citing excessive bureaucracy for creating popular Euroscepticism. A U.S. Navy destroyer sailed within 22 kilometers or 12 nautical miles of a tiny disputed island in the South China Sea. U.S. officials said the USS Stethem sailed by the island, which is claimed by China, Taiwan, and Vietnam Sunday. The exercise marks the Navy's second operation demonstrating freedom of navigation in disputed waters since President Donald Trump took office in January. Two Chinese frigates and a minesweeper trailed the destroyer. That's according to a U.S. military official. China accused the U.S. Navy of trespassing, but U.S. officials said the destroyer was conducting a routine exercise in international waters. U.S.-backed forces have breached the wall around the old city section of Raqqa, Syria, as they advance a month-old offensive to oust the Islamic State group from its de facto capital. A statement from the U.S.-led coalition Monday said the Syrian Democratic Forces overcame heavy ISIS resistance and that coalition aircraft used airstrikes to create two 25-meter holes in the Rafika wall away from other points where the militants had planted mines and car bombs. A federal judge south of Chicago has denied bond for an Illinois man who is suspected of kidnapping a Chinese scholar, Jingjing Yang. FBI agents arrested Brent Christensen last week. After they placed him under surveillance, they heard him allegedly boasting to someone that he kidnapped the University of Illinois student. Hundreds of people stood across the courthouse and in the lobby Monday demanding justice. Christensen said nothing at the briefing, other than responding to yes when the judge asked him if he understood his rights. His attorney reminded reporters that his client is innocent until proven guilty. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.